Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Surrender to God. Ask Him for His help. God will give you help. In the Bible, it talks about the unjust judge. I'm going blank on where it's at. I believe it's in Romans. But it talks about the unjust judge that continues to go. This woman goes over and over and over and asks for help. And she gets help because she continues to ask. And he says, how much more will our Lord give when you ask? I mean, you think about your Lord and Savior. He loves and He desires you and wants everything for you in your life. You just have to ask. And then you need to surround yourself with positive people. As a recovering addict, if you surround yourself with other addicts, they're going to drag you down. You're going to go down a path. So, I mean, you have to change. Really, it's a life change. It's a complete lifestyle change. You have to change the people you hang out with. I no longer went to happy hour. I cut my friends off on the people that I hung out with.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying it's a good idea if you want to stop drinking to stop going to happy hour?
to this day.
That's why I listen to this show. I mean, that sounds really kind of stupid, but it's true. I don't go to bars at all. I've been sober 32 years, thank God. I've never had a DWI since I quit drinking, too. There's another logic.
Yeah.
But I don't want somebody to see me in a bar that it might be a stumbling block to them. But you know what? I could drink again. And if you get comfortable going into bars and you're listening tonight and you've got long-term sobriety, the big recovery book says the obsession to drink has been lifted. But I've seen the idea come back, and mm-hmm. I have never seen anybody get 20, 30, 40 years, and they're good. So if you're listening and that's what you do, pride comes before the fall. Let every man take heed lest he stumble. Is it God honoring for you to be in a bar? It says in the recovery book, if we have a legitimate reason to go in there, we do. I want to take that farther. The Bible would say, is it God honoring to be in there? I have a real, real hard time saying it's ever God honoring for me to be in a bar. But I take a hard line on this, and I like what you're saying. You got to change what you do and who you hang with. But at the prayer thing, maybe where you got to start, if you're listening tonight and you know you want to quit drinking, kind of, but you don't want to stop doing it, you got to pray for the desire to want to do this and start there. Because what he's talking about, God will change your heart. Mm-hmm. This is a process. It might not happen all at once. We hear guys all of a sudden, hey, hallelujah, I was delivered. Took me 7 years. But what the idea to quit, that didn't come from you. That came from God. And if you pray for the desire, he might set up circumstances like he did in your life where all of a sudden you're going to go, do I really want to do this? The Bible talks about that all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. Watch the whole movie on this, not just the trailer or the fun part. Watch the kids saying goodbye to their dad, grabbing your dad's leg as he's going out the door because he got tossed out of the house. Do you really want to do that? No, of course you don't. Mm. Sorry.
That's all right. Did you enjoy your lecture from Professor Fraser?
Sorry.
No,
thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.